Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into all things AI from October 2nd? Looks like we've got a pretty interesting mix to unpack today.
It's a lot to get through, that's for sure. But it's a great snapshot of where the AI world is at right now.
We've got news from Bloomberg, some chatter from the R Singularity subreddit, a whole bunch of developer updates, even a trending AI tool list to dig into. Should be fun.
It really shows how AI is impacting everything these days. It's not just some niche tech thing anymore.
Okay, so should we just jump right in?
Let's do it.
Okay, so OpenAI's Dev Day always gets people talking, and this year was no exception. But they kind of switched things up this time.
Yeah.
Instead of those big, flashy product launches, they focused on these smaller, but maybe even more important improvements for developers.
Right, like vision fine-tuning, the real-time API, model distillation, prompt caching. It's a lot.
It does sound kind of technical, I know. Like a secret menu at a tech conference or something.
But that's often where the most interesting stuff is. Those subtle tweaks that have the potential to change the game completely.
Exactly. Okay, so break it down for us. What's the big deal with these developer-focused updates?
Well, take vision fine-tuning, for example. We're not just talking about AI recognizing images better. It's about giving companies the ability to customize that recognition, like Grab, the ride-hailing company. They used it to refine their maps, make them even more accurate. Imagine the possibilities if every company could tailor visual AI to their specific needs.
It's like giving AI a whole new level of perception, right?
Exactly.
And then there's the real-time API.
Yep.
I'm curious about this one because remember those annoying pauses when you're using a voice assistant?
Yeah.
Like you'd ask a question and then have to wait for ages for it to respond?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. It's like having a conversation with someone who's got a terrible internet connection.
The worst.
Mm-hmm.
But this real-time API, it could change all of that. No more clunky pauses, just smooth, natural back and forth. It could completely change how we interact with AI.
Think about it, customer service that actually feels like a conversation, educational software that responds to you in real time, like having a personal tutor. We're on the edge of some really transformative stuff here.
It's exciting to think about, that's for sure. Okay, before we get too far ahead of ourselves, though, can we go back to model distillation? I have to admit, that one kind of went over my head.
Yeah, it sounds a bit technical, I know. But it's a pretty fascinating concept, actually. Imagine you've got this super-powered AI with a massive amount of knowledge. Model distillation is like taking that knowledge, that intelligence, and distilling it down into a smaller, more efficient model.
So it's like taking something really complex and making it simpler, more accessible.
Exactly. And that's huge for smaller companies or developers who don't have access to the same level of computing power as, say, Google. It really levels the playing field.
It's like giving everyone the recipe for AI success. But some people get to start with a preheated oven. Okay, speaking of the heavy hitters in the AI world, Bloomberg had a really interesting article about Google. Apparently, they're working on their own AI that can mimic human reasoning, much like OpenAI's O1 model.
Hmm.
Is this Google playing catch-up, or are they about to blow everyone out of the water?
I wouldn't say it's about playing catch-up, necessarily. I think it's more accurate to say that both companies are in this incredibly competitive and honestly really exciting race. Google has always been a leader in AI, though. Don't forget about AlphaGo.
Right, the program that mastered the game of Go.
Exactly. This new project, it has that same level of ambition, but on a much larger scale. They're not just aiming to create AI that can play games. They want to create AI that can reason its way through problems across a wide range of disciplines, just like a human can.
And the technology behind it, chain of thought prompting, it's like teaching AI to think step by step. Right, instead of just spitting out an answer.
Exactly. Imagine you ask an AI a complex question. With chain of thought prompting, it doesn't just give you the answer, it walks you through its logic, just like a human would.
So it's like having an AI study buddy who can show their work. That's pretty neat. Okay, so Google's got this human-like reasoning AI in the works, but what else are they doing? What else is cooking in their AI labs?
Well, they've also made some big strides in other areas. They've got Alpha Proof, which can tackle complex math problems. And then there's Alpha Geometry too, which, as you might have guessed, is all about geometry.
Geometry, huh? Sounds a little niche.
It is a specialized field for sure.
Yeah.
But what's impressive is that they're pushing the boundaries in so many different directions at the same time. It really shows how much potential there is in AI research.
Makes you wonder what they'll come up with next, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about OpenAI, we've talked about Google, but we can't forget about Microsoft. They've been making some big moves in AI as well, especially with their Copilot system. From what I've read, it sounds like they're giving it a serious upgrade, turning it from a helpful assistant into more of a proactive partner.
That's a great way to put it. Microsoft has taken some of the most impressive AI advancements of the moment and integrated them right into Copilot. We're talking Vision, Voice Command, Enhanced Reasoning, all powered by OpenAI's O1 model.
It's a complete transformation. Okay, I'll be honest. You got my attention. Paint me a picture. What's a typical day like with this new Copilot? What can it actually do?
Okay, imagine this. You're online, maybe browsing for a new recipe or something. And suddenly, Copilot pops up and suggests a video tutorial or gives you some extra information about the recipe, all without you even asking. That's the power of Copilot Vision. It understands what you're looking at, what you're trying to do, and anticipates your needs.
It's like having a super intuitive research assistant by your side 24/7. That does sound incredibly helpful. But, and maybe this is me being a little too cautious, didn't Microsoft run into some problems with user privacy and their Copilot recall feature a while back? I seem to remember that causing quite a stir.
You're right, that was a big concern. The good news is they've clearly taken those concerns to heart. They're reintroducing recall with this update, but they've added much more robust security and privacy measures.
So they're trying to find that balance between innovation and ethical responsibility.
Exactly. And that's something we need to be talking more about, especially as AI becomes more integrated into our lives.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, before we move on to other big AI news from October 2nd, we need to talk about something that's arguably even more mind-blowing, the possibility of artificial superintelligence, or ASI. And where else would we hear about this but the r/singularity subreddit, a place where speculation often runs wilder than a pack of robot dogs on a sugar rush. They're buzzing about some recent comments from SoftBank's CEO, who seems to think that an ASI-powered future isn't just possible, it's practically inevitable. And get this, he specifically mentioned OpenAI as a key player in making it happen.
Okay, let's be careful here. It's exciting to think about ASI, I'll give you that. But we need to remember that we're still very much in the realm of speculation here. This isn't something that's going to be a reality next year or even in the next decade, probably. ASI, this idea of AI that surpasses human intelligence in every way, is still a long way off.
So while it's fun to get caught up in the what-ifs of superintelligent AI, we need to stay grounded in reality.
Exactly.
But still, it's pretty wild that big players like SoftBank are thinking about this and talking about it publicly. This isn't some fringe group. This is a major tech investor.
It really highlights the incredible ambition within the AI field right now. This isn't just about building smarter tools. It's about potentially changing what intelligence even means.
It's exciting, but also a little daunting, wouldn't you say? Like, where do we fit in if we're no longer the most intelligent beings on the planet? It's a big question.
It is a big question, and it's one that philosophers and ethicists
and podcasters
will be grappling with for a long time. But for now, why don't we set aside the singularity for a bit and take a look at some other interesting developments that happened on October 2nd? We've got a lot to cover.
That sounds good to me. Hit me with it. All right, so we've talked about some pretty big picture AI stuff, but now I want to dive into some of the actual tools that are out there right now. You know, the stuff that people can actually use in their everyday lives.
The stuff that makes AI real, not just some abstract concept.
Exactly. And let me tell you, some of these tools are seriously impressive. Like, almost too good to be true. Kind of impressive. We've got AI that can write you a song, AI that can design a logo, even AI that can help you plan your dream vacation. It's really incredible.
It's moving so fast, it's hard to even keep up with all the new stuff that's coming out.
I know, right? Okay, so we've got this list of trending AI tools that we wanted to go through today, and there are a few in particular that really caught my eye. Like, for example, have you heard of Video SDK 3.0?
I've seen it mentioned, but I haven't had a chance to really dig in yet.
Okay, well, get ready to have your mind blown. This thing lets you create your own interactive AI characters.
Interactive AI characters, so like more than just a chatbot.
Way more. I mean, chatbots are cool and all, but these are like virtual beings. They have their own unique personalities, conversational styles, even like emotional responses. It's wild.
It's like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
And the implications for things like video games and virtual reality are huge.
Right. It's mind-blowing. Okay, this next one might not be quite as flashy as creating your own AI characters, but it's something I think a lot of people will appreciate. It's called Inbox Zero. And it's an AI-powered email assistant.
Inbox Zero, eh? As in achieving the mythical state of having no emails in your inbox. I'm intrigued, but also, I've heard that promise before.
I hear ya. But this one, it might actually be the real deal. It's not just about filtering out spam, though it does that too. It's about prioritizing your most important messages, helping you craft the perfect response, even automating those tedious tasks that we all hate. Like, imagine never having to manually sort through your inbox again.
Okay, now you're talking my language. Anything that can save me from email hell is a win in my book.
Right. And that best part is it learns as you use it. So the more you interact with it, the better it gets at managing your inbox for you.
That's the beauty of AI, right? It's constantly learning and adapting. Speaking of learning, that makes me think of our next tool, Ello. It's an AI-powered reading companion designed specifically for kids.
Oh, yeah. Ello's really cool. It's like having a personalized reading tutor right there with you.
I love that idea. Reading is so important, but it can be a struggle for some kids. Having that extra support and encouragement can make a world of difference.
And it's not just about making reading easier. It's about making it more engaging and fun.
Yeah.
Ello can actually adapt to a child's reading level and interests, so they're always challenged, but never overwhelmed, which is really important when it comes to learning, right?
Yeah.
You want to make sure it's something kids enjoy, not something they dread. Okay, so we've talked about tools that can help you manage your inbox and tools that can help kids learn to read. But what about a tool that can help you learn anything?
Okay, now you've got my attention.
This one's called Notebook LM, and it's like having a super-powered research assistant at your fingertips 24/7. It can process information from a ridiculous number of sources, books, articles, PDFs, even videos and audio recordings.
That sounds incredibly powerful and incredibly useful.
Right. Imagine being able to feed it an entire textbook and then just ask it questions about the content. Or giving it a bunch of research papers on a specific topic and having it summarize the key findings for you.
It would be a game changer for students, researchers, really anyone who works with information on a regular basis.
Exactly. And the crazy thing is, it could even handle different languages. So you could give it a document in, say, Japanese, and then ask it questions about the content in English.
Wow. Okay, now that is impressive. It makes you wonder, though, if we become too reliant on tools like this, what happens to our own critical thinking skills?
That's a really important point. It's like with anything else, you have to use these tools responsibly.
Right. It's not about blindly accepting the information that AI gives you. It's about using AI to enhance your own understanding.
Well said. And speaking of enhancing our understanding, this last tool we want to talk about is definitely more on the theoretical side, but it's still really thought-provoking. It's the concept of autonomous AI research.
Autonomous AI research. So AI that can do its own research without any human involvement.
Exactly. We've been talking about AI as a tool to help us learn, but what if we take that a step further? What if we create AI that can not only process information, but can actually generate new knowledge on its own?
That's a pretty wild idea. It makes you wonder, what does the future of discovery look like if AI is calling the shots? It's both exciting and a little bit scary, to be honest.
It definitely is. But it's something we need to be thinking about now. If we're on the verge of creating AI that can think for itself, we need to be prepared for the consequences.
I completely agree. It's both exciting and a little bit daunting to think about all the potential implications. But that's the thing about AI, isn't it? It's constantly pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible. It really makes you think about the bigger picture, doesn't it? We've been talking about all these incredible advancements in AI, but at what point does it go from being a tool to something, not more, something that could potentially surpass our own capabilities?
That's the billion-dollar question, right? And it's not just a technological question, it's a philosophical one, it's an ethical one. And honestly, it's something we should have been talking about a long time ago, not just now that it's practically here.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of it all, the possibilities, but we can't forget about the potential risks too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because the future isn't some predetermined thing, right?
Mm.
It's something we create through the choices we make today.
Mm.
And with AI, we're talking about creating a future where technology could either empower us in ways we can't even imagine, or, well, a future where things maybe don't go so well.
It's a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
We can't just bury our heads in the sand and hope for the best. We need to be proactive having those difficult conversations about the potential downsides of AI right now.
So what does that look like? What are the conversations we should be having?
Well, we need to talk about bias and algorithms, for starters. Data privacy is another big one. And of course, the economic implications. AI could automate a lot of jobs. We need to be prepared for that.
It's not just about the technology itself. It's about how that technology impacts society as a whole.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important for everyone to be having these conversations. It's not just for the engineers and the developers. It's for everyone.
We need to educate ourselves, learn how AI works, and understand what's at stake. Because ultimately, the future of AI is in our hands.
I couldn't agree more. So if there's one thing I want our listeners to take away from this deep dive, it's that the future of AI isn't predetermined. It's up to us to shape it. The choices we make today, the conversations we have, they all matter.
Well said. That's a great message to end on. To all our listeners out there, thank you for joining us for this incredible journey into the world of AI. Remember, knowledge is power, but it's how we use that knowledge that really matters. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep learning.